all is right in the world. Baseball season has begun, and today the Orioles open their 2012 campaign against the Minnesota Twins at Camden Yards. And would you believe Camden Yards is celebrating its 20th anniversary?
And joining us live from the yard, WTOP's Craig Heist. Craig, it is so hard to believe. It's been 20 years since Cal Ripken and the gang opened that park, which has really become the model for so many stadiums in Major League Baseball.
It really has, Sean, and I've been to a lot of them, from Jacobs Field when that opened up in that name in Cleveland, Coors Field, Seattle with Safeco Field, a lot of them all patterned after what they did here at Camden Yards in 1992.
Interesting that even though it's 20 years old, Craig, that stadium still remains one of the great attractions in Major League Baseball.
It is, and they've made some very, very good improvements to it. This year so far, you'll notice if you're coming up here that the right field wall is 4 feet shorter so that fans who are out on the flag court can see the game now from standing on the flag court. And some people, unless you were 6 foot tall, couldn't do that before. There are canopies and picnic tables out there over top the batter's eye in center field. There's kind of a luxury area, if you will. We've got couches out there, canopies. You can buy food out there. There's new restaurants, and there's a picnic area out beyond the bullpens.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Orioles themselves. It's too bad the team isn't as magnificent as the ballpark. Last year, the Orioles started off hot but tailed off badly as they got through the season. Give us an idea of what we should expect from this year's team.
Well, I think, Sean, a lot of it had to do with the fact that they did get hurt. A lot of the injuries popped up late May, early June last year. Not to say that they would have won the Eastern Division or anything, but that certainly curtailed them. This year, pretty much the same thing. Not a lot expected. I think this lineup, with who is in it, top to bottom, they'll do what they did last year. They'll score some runs, but it all depends on the pitching staff. Jake Arrieta gets it started today. Brian Mattis is in this rotation. These are all guys that they hope can bounce back and have the kind of years and be what they think they can be as young pitchers and improve this rotation.
What about manager Buck Showalter? Is he in the hot seat?
I don't think so. I think he came into this and he knew what he had to work with. I think Buck's a very good baseball man. And I think he has more of a say than maybe some others that have had the managerial job here in the past. But I don't think he's in any immediate danger. Of course, you know, there's one thing when you don't have talent and you don't play well and have a winning record, but you always want to see effort. I think if the team gives effort and they play the game the right way, I don't think Buck's going to have an issue.
All right, Craig, looking forward to your reports throughout the afternoon. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Craig Heist, WTOP's very own from Camden Yards.